Several studies have appeared recently on the effectiveness and safety of AI agents. Research from Anthropic is questioning the ability of chain-of-thought, KOT, reasoning models to explain the intermediate steps of their thinking process. The researchers found that Claude models and DeepSeeks are one often hide their reasoning decisions from the user. Another study calls for AI socio-affective alignment to oversee how the social and psychological ecosystem created by AI companions impacts humans. The researchers identify social reward hacking as an issue, where AI companions engage humans in such a way as to serve the interests of the company operating the companion, for example, through disclosure of personal information. In a survey conducted by Elon University of over 300 tech leaders and academics, only 16% of those questions expect mostly positive changes from AI. Some noted that agents may soon be delegated acts of kindness, emotional support, caregiving and charity fundraising, which can seriously undermine a person's empathy. In another study, psychologists at Dartmouth University conducted a clinical trial on the use of a therapy bot to treat depression, generalized anxiety, and eating disorders. The study reveals that participants with depression experienced a 51% reduction in symptoms when using a bot trained by the researchers. The study nevertheless warns against the use of non-specialized bots for treating mental illness. Elsewhere, researchers at Stanford and Washington universities have proposed a technique to determine if a large language model is trained with particular, copyrighted, content. The research seems to suggest that GPT-4, one of the models experimented with in the study, has memorized copyrighted content. The Australian government is currently evaluating age assurance technology to implement the social media ban for minors. There is some uncertainty about the technology that will be used to impose the ban, and also whether the social media platforms will respect the ban, as some big tech companies may feel emboldened by Donald Trump's rhetoric. Meta has released its Llama 4 collection of models. The models are not reasoning models, but rather use the mixture of experts, MO, architecture, where a request is broken down into smaller tasks and delegated to smaller expert models. Businesses in the EU are prohibited from using or distributing the models. This is understood to be motivated by Meta's dislike of the EU's AI regulation. Alphabet has announced a project that uses AI to streamline and speed up the application process for connection to electricity grids. The rise of AI has led to a significant increase in demands on the electricity grid, and the bottleneck is not the creation of electricity at the source, but the lack of infrastructure or administrative validation to connect power stations. On the cybersecurity front, an MIT Technology Review article warns that the number of AI agent attacks may significantly increase this year as cybercriminals become more aware of their potential. An opinion article in the Hacker News argues that most metrics currently used in cybersecurity, like mean time to detect, MTTD, number of patches applied, or number of scans, are vanity metrics. They indicate activity but do not, as metrics should, correlate to business risks or permit prioritization of security efforts. The author advises the use of management frameworks like continuous threat exposure management, which, according to Gartner, can help organizations reduce breaches by 2/3.